Chapter 19. "I put a heater in your room this afternoon," Jane said. "I'm sorry. I should have done it before, but I didn't realize it was going to be so cold. I'd better show you how to work it."
And she disengaged from his arms and started up the stairs to the bedroom. Enzo followed her with a strange sense of apprehension in the pit of his stomach. He was perfectly certain that he didn't need Jane Killian to show him how to turn a heater off and on. But he saw the sway of her hips on the stairs ahead of him, smelled the faint, lingering scent of perfume that she left in her wake, and, bizarrely, he was reminded of the West France journalist's description of the former Argelle Montaigne as fragrant. It was a long time since he had been with a woman, and his track record for choosing badly was only likely to be enhanced by a whiskey-lowered resistance to temptation. As he climbed the stairs, he tried to persuade himself that he was misreading the signals. But no. The three previous evenings she had undressed in the fully lit bedroom beyond the unshuttered window opposite. His apprehension began to give way to the first stirrings of desire. The room was already warm when he entered it. Jane said, "Close the door behind you and keep the warmth in. The heater's been on for a few hours now." He saw that the drapes had been drawn on the window. To keep the heat in? Or because she knew that there would be no show tonight? She took her coat off and dropped it on the bed.
"I put it here, under the slope of the ceiling, so that it would help circulate the heat around the room. You should have told me before that it was so cold in here. I'd have done it sooner."
She crouched in front of the heater.
"The controls are at the side, here. Two switches and a thermostat. I've set it to full with the thermostat at 70. You can adjust it as you like."
She stood up again and turned to face him. Her face was flushed now, her amber-brown eyes wide. They seemed to shine, and Enzo saw a hunger in them, an intent that made his stomach flip over. She was wearing a tight V-necked sweater with a neckline that plunged to her cleavage. The light from the lamp on the bedside table seemed to pick out the highlights on her short brown curls. Enzo found his eyes involuntarily drawn to the contour of her breasts, then back to fine, full lips that bore just a hint of red. His mouth was dry.
"You were watching, weren't you?" she said.
It seemed like a long time before he found a voice to reply.
"Yes."
It was barely a whisper in the still of the room.
"I want you."
Her eyes never left his as she approached him, slowly, carefully. She stopped in front of him and ran her hands up beneath his jacket to slip it from his shoulders.
"I've wanted you from the moment I set eyes on you."
Her hands came down again over his chest, unbuttoning his shirt, and then he felt her skin on his, her palms brushing across his nipples. And he knew he was lost.